This is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to Faith Radio Mornings.
You can hear us live weekdays, and you can check out highlights of our show at any time on myfaithradio.com.
Oh, my.
It's horrible.
Pretty frigid throughout our listening area, actually, so 'tis the season for that.
Yeah.
Well, this was quite the big news last week with Lance Armstrong's interview, exclusive with Oprah Winfrey, of course, the two-part interview that aired last week, in which he finally came clean and admitted to doping after years of denial and defiant denial. He finally owned up to his misfortune or his flaws, as he put it, right?
That's right. And he, I think one of the reasons it was so hard for a lot of people to hear is because he spent a number of years suing people. It wasn't just, I didn't do it. It was really coming after people and actually seeking damages and all kinds of, reputation, hype and all this kind of thing. So it wasn't just, oh, I didn't do it. There was a lot of behavior behind his denial as well.
Now, granted, we don't, most of us, I would say, in the listening audience, do not know Lance Armstrong personally, but yet there's so many people that are hurt by that because he was such a sports hero, and after winning so many Tour de France titles and everything else, how do we move forward from here? People are having a hard time forgiving him.
Well, it was interesting. I heard one of the sportscasters who apparently had interviewed him multiple times during his career and had asked him several times when the charges came up that he was doping if these were true. And Lance repeatedly assured him it was not true. And the sportscaster was really struggling on the air. And he actually said on the air, I am not ready to forgive him yet because he broke my trust. He looked me in the eyes and said that none of this was true. And now he's finally coming around and I'm not ready. And I thought that could represent a lot of people when we have been hurt so deeply, when we feel betrayed or there's a breach of trust. We don't feel like hurting somebody. I mean, forgiving someone.
Mm-hmm.
We feel more like hurting someone when that happens. But it isn't an option. And that is why we have to look at this from a biblical perspective. Because in our culture, we will hear people say, I'm not going to forgive. I don't need to forgive. They don't deserve that kind of forgiveness. And that may be how we feel. But we can't go by how we feel. We have to look at what the Bible says. And the Bible is really clear that we have to forgive people. There's a scripture in Luke, I think it's Luke 6:37, and it says, judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. So it is a command by the Lord. And so we have to work on getting our feelings to catch up eventually with the choice to forgive. My whole contention is that forgiveness is a choice that we make. We choose to forgive someone. We activate our will. We choose, and then we work through the feelings of that choice, which sometimes can take a long time.
Yes, Dr. Linda Mintel, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings, talking about 8 reasons why we need to forgive Lance Armstrong. That's the title of her most recent posting, and we'll have it linked up at faithradionet.com. So take us through as many of these points, I guess, as we can get to in our time with you today, Linda. You already touched on the first one there. Lance has betrayed many people. He doesn't deserve forgiveness after the way he treated people. And you talk about a modern movie that's been released as an analogy.
Right, because so many of us don't deserve to be forgiven when we ask for forgiveness. We've done horrible things, and we don't deserve forgiveness. And if that were the case, that we only got it when we deserved it, none of us would be worthy, really, of God's forgiveness because we don't deserve anything. But I think it's interesting that this comes at a time when Les Miserables is so popular in the theaters right now. And the message, if you haven't seen it, is just so powerful because it's a message of forgiveness and the transformation of a man based on that forgiveness. He has done wrong. He is being pursued by his arch police rival who vows to get him no matter what. And when his name is Jean Valjean, when he finally is confronted with the guy who's going after him, he asks for forgiveness, but Javert, which is his name, says, no way, I'm not giving it to you. And in the end, Jean Valjean, who is asking for forgiveness, who has opened his heart, who realizes he's done wrong, turns out to be a better person, is able to love and give love, and the person who was unable to do that ends up committing suicide. I think that's a really maybe extreme version, but it certainly shows where the heart goes when you hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness.
And we want to talk some more about that, maybe we're talking about Lance Armstrong, of course, but then also translating that perhaps into unforgiveness that you might have this morning towards someone in your family or a coworker or somewhere in your life as well. We're talking with Dr. Linda Mintel, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to talk some more about why we need to forgive this morning on Faith Radio Mornings.
Connecting faith to life. This is Faith 900 KTIS.
It looks like you could use something warm. Here you go.
Thanks, I needed that.
Warm up your friends this winter with a warm winter wish from Faith Radio. Go to our website, myfaithradio.com, and enter your friends to receive a warm winter wish from Faith Radio. We'll send them a goodie-filled mug to take the chill out and bring the warmth in. Warmest winter wishes to you this January from Faith Radio.
If you've been thinking about joining 98.5 KTIS on our Mediterranean cruise and Holy Land tour, here's your opportunity. Join us May 18th through June 1st. Dr. Michael Wise, well-known expert on the Dead Sea Scrolls, will bring insight and teaching throughout your journey. Imagine a trip that brings the Bible to life as never before on a Mediterranean cruise visiting key sites in the New Testament and walk where Jesus walked in Israel. Don't miss this chance of a lifetime. Details at ktis.org.
It's 7:47, and this morning, an area to watch for. There's a rollover on the ramp 94 right at Broadway. On the ramp from Broadway to eastbound 94, the ramp is blocked because of that rollover. And an accident blocking the right lane, crosstown eastbound at Bloomington Avenue. And also another accident where the shoulder is blocked in New Brighton, 35W northbound at 694. The real news today, of course, is the cold temps. Scattered flurries before noon today, sunny and cold, highs only of 4 below, wind chills between 24 and 34 below. Tonight down to an actual low of 13 below, and wind chills, of course, tomorrow sunny and cold with a high of 1 above. Right now it's 9 below with a wind chill factor of, are you ready, 32 degrees below zero.
No.
Please cover up your skin if you have to be out for any amount of time today because this is very dangerous.
Everyday insight for everyday faith. It's Faith Radio Mornings on Faith 900 KTIS.
Maybe not today, it's too cold.
Oh no, this morning as I was headed into work at dark 30, there was a guy riding his bicycle and I thought, oh my goodness.
That is a trooper.
That's frostbite just waiting to happen. Can you imagine the wind chills when you're moving against the wind, even at like 5 miles, 10 miles an hour, whatever it is?
That's very, very cold. Well, a bike rider that we all know is Lance Armstrong, and he's been in the news recently. We're talking with Dr. Linda Mintel about why we should forgive Lance Armstrong. Not just should, but really need to forgive him. We just mentioned one. Go on to number two, Linda, if you would.
Well, a lot of times people think that when you forgive someone, it means that you're condoning what they did or you're minimizing what they did. And that's one of the reasons people are reluctant to give forgiveness. But that really is a false notion because it doesn't condone or minimize what a person did. In fact, when you're feeling the hurt of someone who betrays you or breaches a trust, it's a very powerful, powerful feeling. Betrayal is not something easy to deal with. And so it actually is an act of courage to say, regardless of my feelings, I'm not minimizing this. I'm not condoning this. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, but I choose to forgive. So it is not a way of saying it's not a big deal that the person did that.
Or that we're just letting him off the hook, like, okay, well, there, he said it, now that's done.
Right, and we have to think about that there's always natural consequences that kick in when somebody has done something wrong. I mean, we can see that with Lance Armstrong. You know, he lost all his trophies. His reputation is now tarnished forever. I mean, he's lost a ton of money, and those are the natural consequences of what happens. But I think more importantly, we need to think about the spiritual consequences that also happen when you betray someone and you don't truly do the reconciliation that should follow forgiveness. There are consequences to that. So we might be letting him off the hook spiritually, we think, but God certainly deals with that person, and there are natural consequences.
And unfortunately, it even affects the good things that he did with Livestrong and how that whole organization is suffering because of those decisions, too.
Right. Those are part of the consequences.
Mm-hmm. What about reconciliation? What about that?
Well, I think we have to be really careful that forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation. When I teach this, and I have a little book that would be really helpful if people are struggling in this area called Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness. It's just a tiny little book. It's really cheap, but it's sold close to 100,000 copies because it's powerful because it uses scripture and it also talks about psychologically what happens. But one of the things I teach in that book and when I do seminars on this is that forgiveness is an individual act. It's something that you do yourself. It's a gift you give to yourself because forgiveness unblocks sort of the spiritual plug. I like to think of it like Drano in a drain, that when you have unforgiveness, there's like a big clog in there. And when you forgive, it's like putting the Drano in there and unclogging so that the spiritual blessings in your life can flow and God can do his best with you. So forgiveness is individual, but reconciliation actually takes two people. You have to have the cooperation. So people that are listening and they might say, well, I forgave my spouse for that affair, or I forgave when he divorced me. They also, you know, might be saying, but there was never a reconciliation because that person was never willing to repent. That person never came back. That person would not go to counseling or whatever. That's the reconciliation part that sometimes doesn't happen because it takes the will of two people.
I think another misnomer you write about here, number five, is that once we do forgive, everything's going to be just back to normal, right?
Yeah, and that, especially when we're talking about relationships, and I think, again, that's a reluctance that people have, is that I don't want to just forgive and then everybody's going to go, okay, no problem, everything should be like it was before. Well, it's not. It really is. If there's a breach of trust, the person still has to show that they're repentant. That person is repentant. And that means that you have to turn away from that thing. That's what repentance is. It means a turning away from and begin to make a change. So when people repent, there needs to be follow-up behavior that shows the person in a relationship that I can trust you again. And that takes time. I mean, we can think about this from a really easy parenting example. If, you know, your child has broken curfew and they've done it two or three times and you have a consequence in there and they say they're sorry, the child says, I'm sorry, you're not going to just turn around and say, no big deal, you know. There usually is a period of time where you say, you're going to have to show me that I can trust you again before I allow you to stay out at that curfew time again. And that's the same in all our relationships. Trust has to be rebuilt, and that takes time.
We're talking with Dr. Linda Mintel about eight reasons why we need to forgive Lance Armstrong, and maybe these apply to someone in your life as well. Linda, I think for me, the interesting part is that, okay, he got caught, and so then he had to actually get forced into an apology. So maybe it didn't mean as much. You know, we get caught in this thing of judging, like, his sincerity, don't we?
We do. And again, I read that scripture. It's not our place to really judge whether or not an apology is sincere or not. And the behavior will follow. You will be able to see if it's really sincere based on what happens in the future. So our job is just to forgive, and time will tell if that person really meant it. And God is the only one. We know this from scripture that God is the only one who judges the heart. He knows what is truly going on in that heart of that person. So again, I want to give a great scripture with this, because when we're dealing with this and we think, oh, it's meaningless, oh, he just said that because he got caught. I mean, that could apply to so many things. What the scripture tells us in Luke 17 is it says, pay attention to yourselves. Now, it's not talking about pay attention to what the other person is doing. It's saying, pay attention to yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. Okay, so you point it out, you get caught, you're rebuked. And then it says, if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in the day and turns to you seven times again saying, I repent, the scripture says you must forgive him. So was the first time true? Was the second time true? It doesn't matter. The scripture says if someone comes to you and they repent, your job is to forgive them.
Dr. Linda Mintel, again, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings. She's the relationship doctor, and we're talking about forgiveness, specifically with the Lance Armstrong story being so prevalent here last week, and eight reasons why we need to forgive Lance Armstrong. You know, we talk about unforgiveness and how we can carry that around in our chest. I think a lot of times people kind of motion even to their chest and say, you're carrying around this unforgiveness, and that's really a physical connotation. There's really some physical aspects to this too, isn't there?
The physical impact of forgiving is immense, and I think it's so interesting that secular psychology has finally gotten on the forgiveness wagon, and they've begun to, as they've studied this, they've begun to see that there is a lot that happens in the physical body when people refuse to forgive. And that's not something that, you know, people have really talked about so much in the past. But there is a benefit to forgiveness. And it does everything from calming the body down to stressing your heart to relieving the stress. It restores also a positive feeling in you that helps you sleep, that lowers your heart rate, that lowers your blood pressure. And I think one of the interesting side effects is not so much related to the physical, but also in the emotional relationship area, that when you forgive someone, it restores the positive feelings that you have towards that offender to some degree. But the interesting side effect of that is it also leads you, the person who is forgiven, into more altruistic behavior and charitable work. So not only does it have this side effect of lessening depression, lowering your risk of substance abuse, lowering your heart rate, your blood pressure, all these good physical things, but it also makes you a better person. And I think that's just so interesting the way God designed us. I think God knew what he was doing when he told us we needed to forgive.
And you talk in your blog about how forgiveness frees you, and I think the hardest one that we have to forgive so many times is ourself, and that's so difficult to do. You talk about forgiveness being spiritually commanded. Explain that a little bit more, too.
Well, it isn't an option. And when you go through the scriptures and you read through all the scriptures, it doesn't say, you know, if the person deserved it, if you think it was accurate, if you feel like doing it for the moment. It simply says that you need to forgive or God doesn't forgive you. And we look at the biggest example that we have, which is Jesus on the cross. And Jesus certainly didn't have to forgive those people who were abusing him and making fun of him and basically killing him. But he looked at them and he said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. And so that example of I choose to forgive even when it doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right, that is our example. It's a command and it doesn't have to do with our feelings. Although I don't want to downplay the feelings, because people do need to work through their feelings, and working through your feelings is part of the healing that you have to have sometimes when there's a breach and there's a breach of trust. But the bottom line in our culture is that our culture kind of tells us if you feel like it or it's not that big of a deal. I remember a very prominent person on the radio who used to give advice on the radio. One time, many times I heard her say, if you don't feel like forgiving, don't. And when family members hurt you, just move away from them and don't worry about it. That is Old Testament. And when I hear that kind of thing, and I think the New Testament, the grace and the forgiveness that we have to live in, because Jesus modeled it, he forgave us our sins and we didn't forgive us when we didn't deserve it. That is the type of life we have to live.
Great encouragement today, Dr. Linda Mintel, our guest here. And links for her website up at faithradionet.com. It's drlindamintel.com. But faithradionet.com, there you can also find links to her Breaking Free series, one of the booklets she mentioned, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness, is exactly what we're talking about today. So we appreciate it, Dr. Linda. Thanks. Very timely.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much and stay warm.
Yeah, that's
you.
Right. That's right.
Have a great week. Thank you so much.
And we'll check in with Dr. Linda again in a couple weeks.
And we'll check in with Dave Savransky tomorrow morning. He's going to help us wade through some of the financial headlines and give us some reality checks. And then we'll also talk about how the world owes us. It's the mentality of an age of entitlement. Stan Toler is going to share some hope and a simple antidote to that pervading mindset. That's all ahead tomorrow.
Starting at 6 a.m., have a great holiday today, and we'll see you tomorrow at 6.
Being a leader is rarely glamorous. It's hard work. Hi, I'm John Maxwell, founder of Equip, and here's our president, John Hall.